It's not domestic surveillance without court approval.
We're just talking about collecting phone numbers.
And just the numbers, not data.
Welcome to MindWalk, produced at Upstart Radio for Free Radio Santa Cruz, KRFP Radio Free Moscow, IndieMedia.org, RadioForAll.net, community and micropower stations worldwide.
Collecting our phone records, but it's a heck of a lot better than collecting our remains.
Wow. The entire network of anchors has been hired to be the press secretary.
ABC News Online reported, quote, "The government's tracking the phone numbers ABC uses in an effort to root out confidential sources. Phone calls and contacts by reporters for ABC News, along with the New York Times and the Washington Post, are being examined as part of a widespread leak investigation. The government spying on reporters to find leakers within their own ranks? If true, it's the latest installment of the phone tap fiasco."
Listen to phone calls inside the United States.
And it's limited to calls from outside the United States, to calls within the United States,
but not domestic.
This is not about intercepting conversations between people in the United States.
Very limited and targeted at international communications.
What it is not is some sort of roving domestic spying program.
This is focused, it's targeted, it's very carefully done. You shouldn't worry.
You know, I'm not going to come on the program just until the appropriate time. There's not been even a confirmation of the USA Today program itself.
I can't sit in here, confirm or deny the claims that are in the USA Today story.
Let me say that I'm not commenting on in any way any of the allegations made in the news story today.
Recent survey, your disapproval rating is now 1 point lower than Richard Nixon's before he resigned the presidency. You're laughing. But why do
I'm laughing.
Why do you think that is?
Because we're at war. But people are unsettled. They don't look at the economy and say life is good. They know we're at war.
But they're not just unsettled, sir. They disapprove of the job you're doing.
That's unsettled.
That's how you see it.
Yeah, I do. I see it as the war is difficult, and I understand that. I understand why people wonder whether we could win the war or not. But there's a big difference between some of us who believe that we're doing the right thing and moving forward, and a group of people who want to pull out before the job is done.
Do you think it's possible that, like Nixon and Watergate, that the American people have rendered a final judgment of disapproval on you and your war in Iraq?
Of course not. I got 2.5 years left to be president of the United States.
This is not a program where we're listening to phone calls inside the United States.
And it's limited to calls from outside the United States to calls within the United States,
but not domestically.
This is not about intercepting conversations between people in the United States.
Very limited and targeted. International communications.
What it is not is some sort of roving domestic spying program.
This is focused. It's targeted. It's very carefully done. You shouldn't worry.
ABC News Online reported, quote, The government's tracking the phone numbers ABC uses in an effort to root out confidential sources. Phone calls and contacts by reporters for ABC News, along with the New York Times and the Washington Post, are being examined as part of a widespread leak investigation. The government spying on reporters to find leakers within their own ranks? If true, it's the latest installment of the phone tap fiasco.
This is not a program where we're listening to phone calls inside the United States.
And it's limited to calls from outside the United States to calls within the United States,
but not domestically.
This is not about intercepting conversations between people in the United States.
It's very limited and targeted at international communications.
What it is not is some sort of roving domestic spying program.
This is focused, it's targeted, it's very carefully done. You shouldn't worry.
We don't trust you anymore. We don't trust you with our phone bills. We don't trust you with our bank records. We don't trust you with our medical histories. From now on, if you want to look at Americans' private records, get a damn search warrant.
Administration supporters attacked me, parroting the president's claim that Al-Qaeda was the sole target.
Our efforts are focused on links to Al-Qaeda and their known affiliates.
Others suggested that the federal government was too incompetent to use the numbers in an effective way. Reports now suggest that the federal government could be tracing phone call patterns of reporters at the New York Times, the Washington Post, and other news outlets, all to root out sources that could be leaking information about illegal government programs.
Nation magazine and called the end of the internet.
Telephone and cable companies are pushing to fundamentally change the way the internet works, charging fees for use and giving preferred treatment to content providers with deeper pockets.
What they want to do desperately is be in a situation where they can rank order websites, and websites that come through the fastest to us, to the users of the internet, are the ones that pay them money or the ones they own, and websites that don't pay them come through slower, much harder to get, or in some cases they'll have the power to take them off the internet altogether.
What I call access tiering, when only the big media companies will be able to afford that access.
It will banish the hundreds of thousands of bloggers to the slow lane on the internet. Anyone without the money to buy access to the fast lane will be relegated into the slow lane and will eventually, lose an audience, lose influence, lose the wonderful innovation of online communication.
Think about your cable system. The cable operator decides which program gets to be in that system. They decide, not the consumer. That's what the telephone companies want to do.
Effectively turn the net into something that more closely resembles today's cable TV systems.
To restrict consumers' access to broadband internet content, such as movies and music.
Now, that just fundamentally changes the internet.
Want to have mainstream quality? Here's what you have to pay. And if you can't afford it, well, you're just going to have to go on the old dirt road.
If I were in their position, if I were in a strong market position to be a gatekeeper of the internet, why wouldn't you start wanting to degrade and block content and or at least threaten to do so and extract more revenue? It makes perfect sense. I'm not saying it's evil. I'm just saying it's bad for the economy.
America Online has blocked delivery to its customers of all emails that include a link to a website called DRAOL.com, which is critical of its certified
Vonage
email
has already
system.
Seen several small network operators block our service. Most recently, major phone company executives have suggested that our service isn't going to work as well if we don't pay them.
What did AT&T have to do with inventing the internet? Nothing. They turned down the contract to build it. What did Verizon have to do with the invention of the World Wide Web? Nothing. What did Bell Self have to do with the invention of the web browser? Nothing. These companies literally had nothing to do with creating what makes the internet so special.
phone and cable lobby are spending literally tens of millions of dollars trying to buy and likely have bought Washington, D.C. They went to the Bush FCC and they eliminated the prohibition against non-discrimination.
Whoa.
We need to put some of that non-discrimination back into the statutes that govern the internet, and it's being called network neutrality.
The concept of net neutrality, I'm not even sure what that means.
Net neutrality is about choice. Who chooses the content you see and use on the internet? Right now, you do. You connect to the internet, open your browser, and navigate to the website of your choice. Net neutrality makes this possible because it prevents your internet provider from blocking access to those websites. Without net neutrality, your network provider, the company that operates your physical connections to the internet, might decide to degrade your access to a website like Google or block access entirely.
I'm not even sure what that means.
It simply means that the people that bring you the internet aren't allowed to discriminate against competing and alternative content.
It's the concept that everyone, everywhere, should have free, universal, and non-discriminatory access to all the internet.
The critical choice is whether consumers should get to decide how their bandwidth is used, or whether the gatekeepers, the duopolists, are going to decide how that bandwidth is used.
If there is ever a moment for a ruckus to be raised and for the public to become seriously involved, now is the moment. We have to bring in as many people into the biggest possible movement that we can muster to register with policymakers and with the mainstream media that this issue of network neutrality is of central importance to us, and that citizens and consumers will not stand for an internet that's turned into the private property of the telephone companies and the cable companies.
Really have to speak out now, because decisions made today will affect the future of television and the internet, our entire digital landscape.
It's just extraordinarily important that this message be picked up and carried.
Greater limitations upon our ability to bring about a favorable result than I had imagined it to be.
Virus B-23, now loose in our overcrowded cities, is naked, produces biologic changes in those affected, fatal in many cases, permanent and hereditary in those who survive and become carriers for that strain, which, as a matter of survival, they will spread as far and fast as possible to destroy enemies and quite literally make friends. Now the serpent swings his whip in the sky. Here live stupid, vulgar sons of bitches who thought they could hire death as a company car. Empty streets, old newspapers in the wind. He sat down and filled his keep bikes with one hand. He smoked. Blew the ash out, absolutely caressing the gazelle. Death needs time like a junkie needs junk. And what does death need time for? The answer is so simple. Death needs time for what it kills to grow in, for our food's sweet sake. You stupid, vulgar, greedy, ugly American despot. Like this. Death walks out into the field and kills the young corn.
The young corn god becomes a death seed from which another young corn god will grow. Birth and death in all its rich variety of an old Adam. At this point, I put some questions to control. Now worry about this control. Some years ago in London, I contacted two computer programmers who purported to represent something that calls itself control, allegedly from the planet Venus. Control will answer any question for 1 month. You give your question to the programmers, feed it into a computer some way, and out comes the answer. So these are the actual questions that I sent in with my dollars, and the answers I got back from control. Whoever or whatever control may or may not be. Question. If control's control is absolute, why does control need to control? Answer. Control needs time. Exactly. Control needs time in which to exercise control. Just as death needs time in which to kill. If death killed everyone at birth, or control installed electrodes in their brains at birth, there would be no time left in which to kill or control. Question. Is control controlled by its needs? Answer, yes. Question. Why does control need humans to control? Your knowledge of the local dialects leaves literacy to be desired. Answer, wait. Wait. Time, a language. The Mayans understood this very well. Mr. Hart does not. He thinks in terms of losers and women. He will be a winner. He will take it all. Last day, Mr. Hart's deserted, ruined mansion, graffiti on the wall. Our poop is here. Virus B-23, now loose in our overcrowded cities, is an agent, produces biologic changes in those affected, fatal in many cases, permanent and hereditary in those who survive and become carriers for that strain. Which, as a matter of survival, they will spread as far and fast as possible to destroy enemies and quite literally make friends.
A few minutes research in any supermarket is enough to alarm the most stout-hearted customer. If a huge skull and crossbones were suspended above the insecticide department, the customer might at least enter it with the respect normally accorded to death-dealing materials.
And now the serpent swings his whip in the sky. Here live stupid, vulgar sons of bitches who thought they could hire death as a company car. Empty streets, old newspapers in the wind.
We spray our elms. And the following springs are silent of robin song. Not because we sprayed the robins directly, but because the poison travels step by step through the now familiar elm leaf earthworm robin cycle. These are matters of record, observable, part of the visible world around us. They reflect the web of life or death that scientists know as ecology.
He sat down and filled his keep pipe with one hand. He smoked and blew the ash out, absently caressing the barrel.
You can't decide these questions of life and death for the world.
We must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. Potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberty or democratic public.
Because there is new knowledge to be gained.
Oh, that's bad!
No, that's good!
We'll be right back. for people with minds that hate. All I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait.
Network alternative communication underground network. Mr. Murtha, let me ask you about this accusation that you've come out with today, that U.S. service people fighting in Iraq killed civilians in cold blood. What evidence do you have on that now?
Well, in Time magazine, 2 days after I made my statement, a Marine was killed in Hadifa, the northern part of Anbar province. And they overreacted. And I pointed this out today to show the tremendous stress on these troops. The insiders have told me over and over again what had happened. They didn't tell me till the Time magazine article came out. But basically, the Time magazine article was inaccurate because it was much worse than the Time magazine article showed. They've been doing an investigation now for 3 or 4 months. This is unacceptable to me. But the big thing is the stress on these troops. I send these troops back over and over again. These troops are in combat every day. And when Karl Rove says that they're sour on the war, how about disaffected? How about the suffering that they're going through? This is not a sour thing. The public is absolutely upset about this war. Every place I go, they tell me it's outrageous the way they're handling this war. They send them in with inadequate forces. There's no weapons of mass destruction. And in the end, they send them with inadequate equipment. So this is absolutely outrageous. You remember a few years ago, we had four special forces people come back and kill our wives. Now this is kind of pressure they're under combat. And these guys have never been there. They don't understand what it's like. And when he says sour, that's ridiculous. That's understating the problem. They're trying to sanitize this war, and you can't sanitize it. That's why I keep speaking out. I feel so strongly that these troops are going what they're going through. We have lost 370 people since I spoke out November 17th. And the oil production is still below pre-war level. Electricity is below pre-war level. They have 30% have potable water, and there's 60% unemployment. Now, how can you measure progress? You know what Secretary Rumsfeld said when he went to Iraq? He said, well, you see these television aerials. They only have 2.5 hours of electricity in Baghdad. So they might have television satellite dishes, but they don't have any electricity. So it's not gotten better. Incidents have increased from 500 a month in November to over 1,000 a month. A week, 500 a week to 1,000 a week. So it's not getting better. We would have been better off redeploying then. They had no plan for success, Chris. This is the thing that I'm so disturbed about. I see no plan. They have a paper. You open it up and there's nothing in it.
This has been Mind Walk, an Upstart Radio production.